You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
When tractors arrived on farms in the early 1900s, most farmers bought them to plow their same 40 acres faster. Those farms didn't survive the Depression. The farmers who survived bought more tractors, hired displaced farmers with domain expertise, and scaled to 400 acres. Your competitor just made that choice. You're still debating the first one. 3 months ago, a competitor you'd never heard of appeared in your sales pipeline at 60% lower pricing. Your sales team laughed it off. Last week, you lost 3 deals to them. This morning, you discovered a 30-person startup shipping features faster than your 500-person engineering organization. Your CFO has a question you can't answer. We spent $2 million on AI tools. Developers are 40% more productive. So where's the business value? Time to market hasn't budged. Win rates are dropping. And that $90 million engineering budget produces the same output as before. Point zeros to NOAS. Here's what nobody sees. Map any feature your team shipped last quarter from concept to customer. What you'll find, total time, 28 days. Actual work, 10 days. Waiting, 18 days. Waiting for prioritization. Waiting for code review. Waiting for QA. Waiting for security. Waiting for deployment. AI just reduced that 3-day implementation to 2 days. You optimized 3.5% of your cycle time while leaving 64% untouched. Your $31.5 million in recovered developer capacity dissipated into organizational wait time. While you celebrated velocity metrics, startups redesigned their entire system and achieved 70% reductions in time to market. Let me take you back to 1905 for a minute. Your neighbor rolls up with a Fordson tractor and plows 500 acres while your crew does 50. You had 3 choices. Choice 1, optimize what you have, hire better farmhands, get stronger horses, add a night shift, measure productivity. These farms didn't survive the Depression. Choice 2, add technology, keep structure, buy a tractor, keep everything else the same, create a tractor committee, run pilots. These farms limped along until the Depression killed them too. Choice 3, reimagine everything, buy multiple tractors, hire displaced farmers with domain expertise, scale from 40 acres to 4,000 acres, completely redefine what a farmer does, build new capabilities, grain elevators, railroad contracts, futures trading, hire more people, not fewer, but different people, equipment managers instead of plow pullers, commodity traders instead of seasonal help. Revenue per worker increased even as headcount grew. Because the nature of work fundamentally changed, these operations dominated. Their families still own them today. Now look at your org chart, front end, back end, platform, data, QA, security, DevOps, 7 specialized teams plus product management, 3 levels from engineering, an agile transformation office, security whose ideal release schedule is never, and legal. One feature hits 11 gates on a good day, 15 with re-reviews. Your competitors gave one team everything they need. Here's what actually changed. For 50 years, software organizations structured around one constraint, scarcity of people who could translate business intent into working code. That scarcity shaped everything. Specialized roles, matrix organizations, premium compensation for 10x engineers. AI eliminated that constraint. Your high-performing engineers used to design systems on paper, then hand detailed specifications to productive but less experienced engineers who typed the code. AI eliminated the typing step. The new constraint isn't who can write code fast, Saint, it's judgment. Which problems are worth solving? Maintaining system coherence across AI-generated components. Recognizing when AI output is subtly wrong. Strategic prioritization when implementation no longer limits what you build. These capabilities scale with experience and wisdom, not automation. Pause IBUs? IU. Now let me talk about what this really means economically. This isn't about productivity. It's about business model viability. When your marginal cost to deliver features drops 40%, customer segments that were previously uneconomical become profitable. Markets you couldn't enter at your cost structure suddenly open. Technical debt shifts from we move slower to we lose entire markets while refactoring. Consider 2 companies in late 2023. Company A cuts 80 engineers to capture $14.4 million in savings. Maintains functional org structure. Celebrates cost savings and earnings calls. 18 months later, losing deals to unknown competitors. Time to market, still 6 to 9 months. Best engineers departing. Company B asks a different question. If implementation capacity isn't our constraint, what business model becomes possible? Their answer, outcome-based pricing with heavy customization. The long tail suddenly became profitable. They hired 40 more engineers, not implementers. Architects who design systems, AI implements. They completely reimagined their SDLC and role definitions. Results. Revenue per engineer up 47% despite headcount growth. $127 million in new ARR from previously unprofitable customer segments. Not maintaining position. This isn't a race to the bottom, it's a race to the top. Best talent concentrates where the work is more interesting. Here's your 90-day playbook. The organizations winning this follow a consistent pattern. Form an executive committee with binding authority. CEO, CFO, CTO, CPO, CRO. Meet twice weekly. Deploy AI tools to everyone immediately. No procurement delays. Map every value stream in painful detail. Weeks 1 through 12. Eliminate 3 constraints per week. The committee sees 4-day wait for 2-hour security review and makes a binding decision. Security has 2 weeks to build automated gates. Manual review gate closes after that. No pilots, no stakeholder input. Decisions are binding. Common first targets. Collapse specialized functions in the value stream teamists. Transform security from reviewing changes to architecting frameworks, AI and forces. Eliminate deployment approval boards in favor of automated gates. Embed QA into product teams instead of separate organization. Results after 90 days. Lead time drops from 28 days to 12 days. Deployment frequency up 7 times. Everyone using AI effectively. Value stream teams with end-to-end ownership. After 6 months, lead time down 70%, revenue per engineer up 40% or more, defects down 20% or more, engineering retention improves because work becomes more interesting. At one company, the head of QA volunteered to dissolve her own organization. I've spent 15 years filing bugs in Jira. If I can spend the next 15 designing quality frameworks that prevent entire classes of bugs, that's more interesting. She's now VP of Quality Engineering. Not everyone thrives in the new model, but the ones who do become extraordinarily valuable, chuckle. Here's what's happening right now. Stop your next board meeting. Ask your head of sales to list every new competitor in your pipeline from the last 6 months. Pick one. Look them up. That 30-person startup launched 6 months ago and achieved feature parity in 18 months. Their pricing is 60% lower. They iterate 10 times faster. Faster. Last quarter, 3 of your deals. You won all 3, but closer than expected. Next quarter, 15 of your deals. You'll win maybe 8. Quarter after that, customers start with them by default. They didn't build a better product. They built their entire organization around what AI makes possible from day one. No coordination across 7 technical orgs, no approval processes from when deployment was risky, no functional silos from when expertise was scarce. The gap is already visible in financials. Within 18 months, it's insurmountable. Here's what you put in front of your board, 3 slides. Slide 1, the problem. We optimized 3.5% of cycle time, 31.5 million in recovered capacity dissipated into wait time, 0 time to market improvement. Slide 2. The decision, 3 choices. Choice 1, optimize and cut engineers. Choice 2, add technology, keep structure, deploy AI, keep functional org. Choice 3, reimagine everything, hire more AI-first engineers, reorganize around value streams, eliminate constraints. Historical result, only choice 3 survived and dominated. Slide 3, timeline. 90 days, 36 constraints eliminated. Lead time cut in half. 180 days, full reorganization, revenue per engineer up 25%. 12 months, 70% lead time reduction, 40% or more revenue per engineer increase. Fives. This next piece is direct. What you do Monday. Emergency executive offsite. 1 question. Our developers are 35% more productive. What should that enable for our business? Don't leave until every executive commits to 1 answer. Then map actual flow. Every handoff, every wait time, every approval gate. Identify your top 3 bottlenecks and ask where AI could eliminate waiting, not just speed up work. The decision you make in the next 90 days determines which farm you are, the one that didn't survive the depression or the one whose great-grandchildren own 15,000 acres. There is no choice 4 where everything stays comfortable. Software economics fundamentally changed. The window closes within 18 months as first movers compound advantages. What will you choose? This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.